So it was mentioned a couple times. We have Arcade Brewery in the house tonight. That's super great. I hope you all had a chance to try the drink that they are so graciously serving up in the lobby, because it is really, really good. The double time. I dug it. We have three speakers from Arcade tonight. The first of them, I asked this gentleman's last name pronunciation like 10 minutes ago, and I already forgot it. So please help me out, Mr. Chris.
Tori.
Thanks for having us out today, guys. Appreciate it. So, since it's about, how, press start tonight, right? So I was thinking, how do I want to kind of think about, how we started Arcade even? And it actually started, Lance and I were bandmates. And before operating and running a brewery, I was actually an artist in town. Kind of showing work at galleries, museums, and stuff like that. And so one of my friends actually hooked Lance and I up together. He's like, I know this guy. He's looking for a keyboardist for his band, and would you want to do it? So me, never being in a band, not really playing the keyboards, or have a little musically inclined, said, sure, love to meet him. Let's sit down. Let's have a conversation about getting this band started. So Lance and I met up, and we kind of hit it off right from the get-go. He's like, why don't you come down to the practice space, and we'll try you out for a night. So I get down there, and it's like, I don't know how to jump in. To what are we supposed to be doing here? Now, granted, this is like a noise punk performance art band. So when I walked into the space, Lance was telling me about how we're gonna play a song about sudden infant death syndrome. So I was like, all right, I'm in a safe space here. Right? But we hit it off. And the thing was that we learned very early on that we could be very creative with one another, and we could kind of bounce ideas off of one another too. So we practiced together. It was Lance and I and a drummer, Matt, and so we finally were gonna have our first show together. And so we're a little bit different. We would have, I would make anaglyphic videos, so they're like the 3D ones, and so we'd hand out 3D glasses to everybody coming in for the show so they could put on 3D glasses, and, I didn't really know what I was doing, so it just kind of made like crazy shapes and stuff in people's eyes when they were looking at it. And we'd got to paint these big shark teeth on our mouths, and we all wore three-piece suits and bowler hats. And basically, it was just to make a ton of noise. At one point, we even hired a burlesque dancer up who was stripped down to metal bra and panties, and she was grinding sparks everywhere. So very, very performative. So the first night we had this show, the show went really well. It was really loud, and then we were leaving, and so Lance and Matt had jumped into the van. And we're driving down the street to where Lance was working at the time, or the building he was working at the time, and I was just carrying some stuff. So as I'm walking down the street, I see the van sitting at a red light, and this taxi comes screaming down the street and just plows right into the rear end of them. And so I start running. Now, granted, we all are still in full costume. So this cab driver jumps out of the car, and he's ready to scream until two dudes in bowler caps with shark's teeth painted on their faces come out and start walking towards him. And then I yell, hey, and the old man turns around, and there's another guy with shark's teeth and a bowler cap running towards him. Now, at this point, the three guys in the back seat said, fuck it, man, you're on your own. And they ran down the street. They just jumped out of the cab and ran out of there. The guy jumped into his cab and took off. Meanwhile, all we were trying to do was get his insurance information. But that right there, that was probably the start to a very good friendship and partnership. And we've worked really, really great ever since. So thanks for listening.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we all had shark's teeth. That's something. Maybe next month. I like the aesthetics of that. It's awesome to finally be doing something with you guys. I know we've been talking for a while, and man, this is cool. Seriously.